Hallelujah, may the grace of God be with you all.
Hallelujah, 愿主耶稣的恩惠慈爱和大家同在。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the role or the goal of religious education.
今天早上想要和大家一起分享的这个题目就是宗教教育的目的。
Tomorrow is the religious education teachers workshop.
明天我们教会有一个宗教教育教员的进修会。
For the religious education teachers, we have two spiritual cultivations seminars, one in the beginning of the school year and one in the middle of the school year.
那我们针对于我们宗教教育的教员，我们一年有两次的这个灵修会。第一次是在学年刚开始的时候，第二次就是在学年中。
And this RE year began in September.
那宗教教育的学年是从九月份开始。
And time really goes by very fast. We're already coming into the end of February. We'll mark the first half of the school year.
那时间过得很快，我们现在已经接近这个二月底就已经学年已经一半都过了。
好 ，and I wonder for the parents, do you ever wonder what the teachers teach your children in religious education classes?
那我想说我们身为父母亲，我们是不是有想过这个我们的孩子在宗教教育的这个课程里面学习到什么？
How many of us as parents on our way home every Sabbath do you talk aboutWhat your children have learned in church today?
那我们我们有谁在每个礼拜六回家的这个路上，我们会问一下我们的小孩子说，今天在宗教教育的课上面学到什么
？In fact, the time that we spend with our children in the car is actually eventually leave a very deep impression in our child.
其实我们在这个车子上一起的这个时间，常常会。给我们的孩子留下很深的印象。
Once a month, I will go to Kitchener-Waterloo, that is in the West End.
我一个月一次会到西部的这个滑铁卢祈祷所。
And I remember one time I was talking to one of the youth there, and one of the youth there.
我记得有一次我在跟那边的青年在谈话。
He was sharing, you know, now that the Kitchener-Waterloo has established a prayer house, it is very rare for him to come to Toronto Church anymore.
我们就讲到说，现在因为那个地方已经有设立一个祈祷所，所以他们比较少有机会再来多伦多。
So I asked him, what is the thing that you most or you remember the most about when coming to Toronto?
所以我就问他说，那你在你的印象当中，你最记得？最怀念来多伦多的事情是什么？
Then I say, well, now that you are in Kitchener-Waterloo, it's so wonderful. Now it's so much closer to your home. You don't have to drive so far.
我跟他说，因为现在很好，现在这边已经有一个祈祷所，你就不需要再开车这么远到多伦多。
But actually, he said he doesn't mind spending the time, even though it's over 1 hour coming to church every week with his parents.
但是他说其实他不介意每个礼拜开。超过一个小时的车，跟他的父母亲一起来多伦多。
Even from he was young, his parents every week bring him to church, driving over 1 hour one way.
因为从他还小的时候，每个星期他的父母亲都会开车带着他超过一个小时的车程来多伦多。
But for him, it's a very fond memory of going to church.
那对他来说，这个是一个来教会的一个非常好的怀念。
So he remembered very well, and then he treasured that time.
他很记得这个事情，他也很珍惜那个时间。
So actually, for our parents, we should really utilize the time that we have in the car with our family on the way to church and also on the way home as well.
所以，对于我们每一位父母亲，我们应该要很珍惜每个星期来教会，还有从教会回家的这个路程。
So on our way home, let's not talk about like, oh, what you want to do tonight, what movie to watch, what food to eat, but let's talk about what did you learn today from the I teacher today, from the Bible today.
所以在我们的回家的路上，我们不要去，我们不需要讲说我们晚上要吃什么，或者晚上要看什么电视。我们应该要来谈一谈说今天在教会学习到什么。
You can also share with your spouse, or you can talk about what for yourself, what have I learned today in the service in the morning, in the afternoon? What did I learn today from the Word of God?
那也可以和你的配偶来分享说，我今天在教会当中透过聚会 查经我们学习到什么。
For religious education, actually, we have a theme for the year.
那我们今年这个宗教教育我们有一个主题。
In the beginning of the our year, I remember we talked about this.
在这个学年刚开始的时候，我记得我们有讲过这一点。
How many of our parents still remember?
我想还有哪些父母亲还记得
？I'll remind you.
我再提醒大家一下。
Actually, we are the theme that we have for the RE is spent over 2 years.
我们今年的这个主题其实是会有2年的时间来倡导。
It's take root downward and bear fruit upward.
就是要往下扎根，向上结果。
So this year is take root downward.
那今年要注重的是要向下扎根。
Rooting ourselves, our faith.On the foundation of God's word,
就是要把我们的信仰的基础建立在这个神的话的这个基础上。
And then the next year, we are going over bear fruit upward.
那明年我们会提倡导这个向上结果。
Bear fruits in our faith.Through the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是在我们的信仰生活上能够靠着神的话还有圣灵的帮助来结出果子。
So this year is rooting ourselves in the word of God.
所以今年我们所注重的是这个要在神的话上扎根。
There are 4 terms in one school year.
在一个学年里面有4个学期。
And every term every term is 3 months, and then the teacher with the students will learn about one particular quality of the Word of God.
那每一个学期是3个月，那我们宗教教育的教员跟学员会一起来学习一个神的话的一个特质。
The first term was the Word of God is sweet.
第一个学期
God's Word is sweet.
一起学习说神的话是甜美的。
The second term, which is coming to an end in February.God's word is powerful.
那第二个学期就是现在到2月底要结束，就是神的话是有能力的。
And starting in March, God's word is the truth.
那第三个学期从3月份开始是神的话就是真理。
And then the last semester, the last term, God's word gives eternal life.
那最后一个学期就是神的话赏赐生命。
So these are the themes and the topics that your children are learning.In the RE system.
所以这个主题是我们今年我们的孩子在宗教教育的这个课程当中所要学习的。
But definitely RE is religious education is cannot be left for the teachers alone to handle.
那当然这个宗教教育不是只有留给宗教教育的教员来教而已。
It is very much important that parents that we should.Pay attention to religious education even in our own family.
那我们身为父母亲我们在我们的家里面更需要来重视这个宗教教育的教导。
Because this responsibility has first of all given to our parents from Lord Jesus.
这个责任是主耶稣首先交给我们父母亲的。
So in this morning, even in this afternoon, our sermon is based around religious education from the Bible.
所以我们今天上午跟下午的聚会我们要一起来查考在圣经里面的这个宗教教育。
And the morning is the role or the goal of religious education.
早上我们一起来谈宗教教育的目的。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 22.
我们一起来看箴言22章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言22章。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
22章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
箴言22章第六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
So this is the encouragement from the Bible that we should start teaching the child while he is young.
啊，这个是圣经给我们的勉励，就是我们要在孩子还小的时候就要开始教养他。
Because what he learns when he is young is useful for him even until an old age.
因为在他年纪还小所学习的啊，会一直跟着他到他年老的时候还能够帮助他。
And what is the most valuable thing that he can use?
那他
even when he's old, even it's still relevant while he when he is old.
那啊。让他一直到老还这个啊、这个时间当中还对他能够很有用的是什么
？Is the word of God
啊，就是神的话。
That is one special characteristic of the word of God, which is the Bible.
啊，神的话就是在圣经里面。
And this is one very special characteristic.
那它有一个很特别的特征。
It will not become obsolete.
就是它不会过期。
It will continue to be relevant in everyone's life, no matter where, in which stage is this person's life.
它会在一个人的生命当中不断的都有效果，而且很重要。
This Bible that we're using today, it has been around for 2,000 years.
我们今天所读的这一本圣经已经有2000多年的历史。
It's very relevant at that time when it was written down, and it's still much relevant today after 2,000 years.
那在它被写的时候啊，是很有啊很有用的，一直到今天还是很有作用。
It does not need to be changed.
啊、它这个是不需要更改的
and cannot be changed.
而且也不能够更改
It will continue to be relevant until the end of the world.
它会一直到这个世界末了的都还是有效的
Also, that is why if you teach a child in the way of the Lord, in the way he should go, he will continue in it until he is old. And he will still be relevant and useful for him when he is old.
那就是所以这边说到说当我们能够教养孩童使他走当行的道、啊、就是到他当他到老了他也不会偏离而且对他还是有用的
If a child learned the word of God
如果一个人他学习了神的话
child,、huh?
一个小孩学习了神的话
He abides in the word of God
然后他、啊、跟随神的话
He will be a good child、
啊、他就会当一个好的
孩子 Because he will be thoughtful, loving, gentle, and obedient to his parents、
啊、因为他是一个很体贴很有爱心而且很温和的一个孩子
And when this child grew up, he will be a good student.
那当他长大了以后他就会变成一个好学生
Because he will be diligent and be willing to shine for Lord Jesus wherever he is.
因为他会很认真的学习而且很愿意来不论他去哪里都来为主发光
He will be in his career, he will be very loyal to and hardworking.
那当在他的事业上他也会非常的忠心的来工作
Because he knows he's not only serving the worldly master but his master is above
因为他知道他所服侍的不是只有世界上 的主人而且他的主人是他在天上
When he gets married
当在他结婚之后
He will be a very good husband
他会成为一个非常好的丈夫
Because the Bible The word of God teaches to love our wife as Lord Jesus has loved his church.
因为圣经的话教导我们我们要爱我们的妻子就好像基督爱教会一样。
And when he has a son,
那当他有孩子了以后
he will be a very good father.
他会成为一个非常好的父亲。
Because according to the Bible, he will not bring his son to wrath, but rather instruct his son in the way of the Lord.
因为根据圣经的教训他不会惹儿子的气 而会按照神的道来教导孩子
Even when he becomes old
在他老了以后
He will not like a branch that is withering
他不会像一根快要枯干的这个树根
But like a tree that is still very green and very it's able to bear fruits and able to provide wisdom for the next generation
而会像一棵树树叶很很轻很茂盛那也能够为下一代留下这个智慧
的果子
的果子
Why?
为什么呢
Because the thing of the Bible that he has learned while he is young is still very much relevant when he is old
因为在他还小的时候所学习到的这个圣经到一直到他老都还是非常的有用的
Maybe a lot of knowledge that he picked up throughout his growing up in the world has become obsolete already
有可能在他世界上所学习的很多知识都已经过期了
But the thing that he learned from the Bible when he was young it is still very much relevant and useful and valuable when he is very old
但是当他在圣经中所学习到的这些 圣经的教训，一直到他老都还是非常的有用。
In fact, when he is very old, he has so, because the word of God has been with him for all his life, he has such a clear and deep understanding and experience of it, he can really share it well with the next generation.
因为神的话在他的生命当中一直的跟随他，他已经很有很有这个经验，所以他能够和下一代来分享他在这个神的道上的学习。
好，so religious education is a lifelong education.
所以这个宗教教育是一个一生的学习。
But start at a child when a person is at a young age.
那从一个孩子在还小的时候就开始。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
So there are a few goals of religious education.
在宗教教育有几个目的。
First of all, is to the simply put, is to learn God's word.
简单来说，就是要学习神的话。
Acquire spiritual wisdom.
要能够得到这个属灵的智慧。
Let's take a look at 2 Timothy.
我们来看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
十五节，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Okay, so this is a letter that was written from Paul to Timothy, a young worker.
这个是保罗写信给提摩太，那个时候他是一个年轻的工人。
Oh, and it's talking about how Timothy, from childhood, he has known the Holy Scripture, which is the Bible.
这里提到说提摩太他从小就明白圣经。
How did he come to know about the Bible?
他怎么明白圣经呢？
Is it because he went and studied it himself? Because he has interest?
那是因为他自己去学习去查考圣经吗？
Actually, from the beginning of 2 Timothy, it gives us an idea.
在提摩太后书的一开始就也给我们一些这个背景。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章的第五节。
When I call to remembrance of the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
第五节，想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我也深信也在你的心里。
So you can see this actually is from generation to generation.
我们可以看到说他这个信仰是一代接着一代。
Starting with a grandmother,
从他的外祖母
and then to his mother,
然后到他的母亲
and now to him, even starting when he was young,
然后现在又到他是从他还小的时候开始。
Not only does he just be acquainted with the Bible, actually he know the Bible, he understand the scriptures.
他并不是只认识圣经，而是他真正的知道这个圣经。
好，So the goal of religious education is for the students, for the child, even when they are young, they can know the Bible, know the Word of God.
所以这个宗教教育的目的就是在这个孩子从小就能够明白圣经，就能够知道神的话。
Because the Word of God is able to make you wise for salvation.
因为圣经这个神的话能够使你有得救的智慧。
There are many kind of wisdom that is found in this world.
在这个世界上，我们可以找到很多不同种的智慧。
And people work very hard to acquire these wisdoms.
很多人也非常努力的要来得到不同的智慧。
They can we can say acquire many different kind of skills to do many things well.
我们可以说不同很多人他们要努力的去学习不同的这个技巧，然后不同的知识。
But among all the wisdoms, there is one that is most important. That is the wisdom for salvation.
但是在这个各种不同的智慧当中，有一个最重要的就是这个得救的智慧。
And this wisdom can be acquired from learning in the Holy Scripture, which is the Bible.
那这个得救的智慧就能够从这个学习圣经来得到。
So how do we identify or how do we tell if a person is rooted in the Word of God or is acquainted have the spiritual wisdom?
所以我们要怎么知道一个人他的信仰是建立在这个圣啊、这个神的话的基础上，他真的有这个智慧呢？
When in the process of learning the Word of God.One thing that can well change is the person's perspective about the things of this world.
那在学习圣经的这个过程当中啊，一个人他会改变的，就是他对这个世界的这个观念。
It's cultivating a spiritual sight.
啊，他因为他是在培养一个啊属灵的眼光。
The way how our children look at the things of this world will be very different from his peers.Who has not the word of God?
那我们的孩子怎么样看这个世界啊？是会看他的这个同伴是不一样的。
And they are able to discern, when they go to school or when they enter into the society, the things of this world and the things of the spirit.
那当他去学校或者进入社会之后，他能够来分辨说。这个属灵的和属世界的有什么不一样？
好 ，Let us take a look in the Galatians.
我们来看一下加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 23.
加拉太书第五章十九节到二十三节。
From 19 to 21 is the things of this world.
十九节到二十一节提到了这个世界上的事。
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Also, let's starting from verse 22.
我们再看二十二节。
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
So through the word of God, we are cultivating a spiritual eyesight and a spiritual principle in our children.
所以透过神的话，我们要来培养在我们的孩子身上培养有这个属灵的眼光。
They are able to discern what is the things of flesh of this world and able to discern what is the spiritual things.
他们让他们能够分辨什么是属世界、属情欲的事情，什么是属灵的事情。
And want to pursue after the spiritual things.
让他们能够想要去追求这个属灵的事。
And this actually comes, it's not easy. It takes a long time to cultivate.
那这个其实不简单，要花很多很长的时间来培养。
Even ourselves, we are continually fighting or struggling with our flesh desires, our lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
因为甚至我们自己，我们也是不断的在这个挣扎当中，我们要来战胜这个眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
But let me give you an example.
但是我给你一个，我们可以给你一个例子。
One time in sometimes in a student spiritual convocation, every time actually, we have a session called Q&A, question and answer.
每一次在这个学生联会当中，我们都有一个这个问答的时间。
And then the students will submit questions that is that is relevant to them, and then asking the preachers to provide an answer.
那学员他们会问一些他们觉得有跟他们有关系的问题，那教会的圣职人员就会来跟他们解答。
And sometimes, especially for high school students, a lot of them, they see that their peers would have boyfriend or girlfriends in a school.
那很多这个在高中的这些高中生因为他们在学校当中，他们的朋友很多都有这个男朋友或女朋友。
And then they will ask questions such as, oh, so what can I do and what can I not do? Or how much is too far? How far is too far?
所以常常就会他们就会问一些问题说，那我可以做什么事？我什么事不可以做？那我做了什么事是太多了？
Oh, because they know that some of the in the society today, many of these girlfriend, boyfriend relationship is actually very sinful in the eyes of God.
因为他们知道说在这个世界上很多这个男女朋友的这个关系，在神的眼里面是非常的罪恶。
Because from the young they learn these kind of many of the things should only happen between husband and wife.
因为在从小他们就学习到说很多这种
亲密的事情
这种很多亲密的事情只有在这个夫妻之间能够发生。
And that they should keep themselves pure in the future for their spouse.
那他们应该要来保持圣洁为了他们以后的这个配偶。
And this is honoring God because it is God who established marriage.
那这个是在尊敬神，因为神这个婚姻是神所设立的。
Oh, but they still ask, what is how far can I go before it's too late?
但是他们还是会问说，那我到底可以做什么事？
So as a answer.
那在回答的时候
I don't tell them how far.
我不会告诉他们
说你可以做多少。Because they say, is holding hands okay?
我不会跟他们说你是不是可以牵手。
Or do this or do that, but
或者你可以做这个或做那个。
But the issue is the direction you are going.
但是这个真正的问题是你要去的这个
方向。If you know there is a cliff in front of you,
如果你知道说你前面有一个山谷
And then you fall down there, you will get hurt really bad or even lose your life.
那如果你掉下去之后你就会受伤很严重甚至 会死掉
What would you do?
那你会怎么做呢
Would you go closer and closer to that cliff?
你会越来越离这个山谷还越来越近吗
To see how far you can get close to the fall before you fall?
你会去试试看说我能够走到底多近而不掉下去吗
No.
你不会这样子。
What should we do instead?
那我们应该要怎么做呢?
Let's take a look at Second Timothy.
我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章的22节。
Flee also your youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Oh, so here Paul reminds us to flee, to run away, run in the opposite direction.
这里保罗提醒我们要逃避，就是要往另外一个方向跑。
Oh, if you know that is sinful, that one, that thing is not right in the eyes of God.
如果你知道这件事情是罪恶的，是在神的眼里是不对的。
Don't draw close to it.
你不要越来越去亲近它。
In fact, do your best to run away from it.
而是你要尽力的去逃避它。
So when we talk about cultivating a spiritual sight for the student according to the Bible.
所以当我们提到说要根据圣经来培养我们的学生有这个属灵的见识。
It is more than just teaching them what is right and what is wrong.
不是只有教导他们什么是对，什么是错。
If you ask the students, they have been in the church for a long time, they know what is right and what is wrong.
其实你问这些在教会里面的孩子，其实他们都知道说什么是对，什么是错。
But actually, having them understand why is this wrong and I should get away from these things.
但是是要帮助他们来了解说为什么这件事情是错的，而我们应该要能够去逃避它。
Truly see things from God's perspective.
我们能够真正的从神的角度来看事情。
I shouldn't do this because I know God think this is wrong.
啊，我不应该做这件事情，因为我知道神觉得这是错。
I shouldn't do this to defile myself because that is wrong in the eyes of God.
啊，我不应该做这件事情，让我能够变成污秽，因为这个是神所啊觉得是不对的。
Oh, and he start to even dislike these type of things.
啊，那让他。来去甚至去不喜欢这些事情
and not be attracted to these sinful things like many people
而不是反而被这些罪恶的事情不断的吸引就像他外面的朋友一样
oh, so this is a change of heart
所以这个是一种心态的改变
through the word of God
透过神的话
our mindset, the children's mindset, the value can change
我们孩子的心他的这个态度会有一个改变
something may be very attractive the worldly thing may be very attractive to other people but to him has no attraction
这个世界上的事情可能很吸引着其他的人但是对他来说一点都不吸引
but spiritual things maybe the people of the world they laugh at
但是这个属灵的事情可能世界上的人是会嘲笑这些事情
but our children they see the true value in pursuing after these spiritual things
但是我们的孩子却能够看到这个追求这些属灵事情真正的这个价值。
Oh, so this is the first, the goal of religious education is to cultivate that spiritual sight in our children.
所以这个是宗教教育的第一个目的，就是要能够帮助孩子培养这个属灵的眼光。
And even eventually, they will be able to discern the right teachings from the false teachings.
那到最后，他们也能够来分辨这个。对的教训跟错的教训。
Because Lord Jesus has already prophesied.
因为主耶稣已经事先告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
That many people will come in his name.
那有许多的人会借着他的名来。
Will preach in his name.
会以他的名来传道。
Even can perform miraculous deeds.
甚至能够行神迹。
In order to lure away the believer of Jesus to themselves.
为的是要把这个神的这个主耶稣的门徒来引走离弃他们。
Oh, so the spiritual eyesight is not only concerning looking at things in the world.
所以这个属灵的眼光不是只有来看这个世界上的事。
But also particularly towards salvation, the wisdom for salvation.
但是也是要特别的要来看这个有关救恩的事情。
Also, they know what is the proper way towards salvation.
这样他们才知道说这个要怎么样能够得救。
If there are people, or even if they are workers preaching another gospel.
如果有人或者是教会的工人另传一个福音。
Or even this, there are so many miraculous signs.
甚至有人能够行神迹。
But these miraculous signs contradict to what is preached in the Bible.
但是这些神迹是跟圣经的教训是有冲突的。
Oh, then they are able to discern and see with a spiritual sight.This cannot be true.
那他们就能够用这个属灵的眼光来分辨这个不是真的。
Oh, so this is the goal of RE to have that spirit, cultivate that spiritual sight.
所以这个就是宗教教育的目的，就是要能够培养这个属灵的见识。
And secondly, after or while cultivating the spiritual sight, they should also put what they have learned.Into practice.
第二就是在他们有这个，除了他们能够有这个属灵的眼光之外，也是让他们能够来实行他们所学习的。
Let's take a look at Colossians.
我们来看一下哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Oh, starting from verse 18 is talking about a Christian family.
从十八节开始就讲到了这个基督徒的家庭。
Oh, the wife, what is the quality of the wife like in the family? What is the quality of the husband?
做妻子的
the children
应该要做什么？那做丈夫的应该要怎么样？还有做儿女的应该要怎么样？
Oh, and all these things actually is what is applying the word of God when they were young into their life.
那这些事情其实就是把他们。就把每一个人把他从小所学习的来运用在他们的生活上。
And as a children and growing up as a husband, as a wife, as or even in verse 22 as a servant in serving in the society, all these actually has to do with our faith.
那这个做妻子、做丈夫、做儿女啊，甚至做仆人，在我们在社会上服侍啊，这些都是跟我们信仰很有关的。
好 ，these are our, if you take a look at yourself, these are your roles in your life。
啊，如果我们看一看我们自己，其实我们都是在这个社会上扮演这种不同的角色。我们是啊，我是一个父亲。
I'm also a son。
啊，我也是一个儿子。
I am also working in the society。
我也在社会上工作。
Or maybe I'm a student。
啊，或者我是一个学生。
All these things, do not think it's apart from your spiritual life, such as you know the life that you come to church.
啊，这些事情其实啊，不是跟我们的信仰没有关系的啊，不是跟我们来教会没有关系的。
Let's take a look at verse 23.
我们来看一下23节。
Whatever you do, do it heartily and as to the Lord and not to men.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。24节。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus.
因你们知道从主那里必得着基业的为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So whatever we do in our family, in our school, in our work, or even in church, we do all these for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不论做什么事情，在我们的家里面，在社会上，在工作上，或甚至在教会里面，我们都是为主做的。
And this is also a goal of religious education.
那这个是宗教教育的目的。
That the word of God can become a part of this child's life.
啊，让神的话能够在这个孩子的生活上成为部分。
If this child has the word of God when he's young.
啊，如果这个孩子在他小的时候就有神的话。
Then really, growing up, he will be a good person in the eyes of God. But when he become a parent, when he become a husband, when he become old.
那真的在他长大以后，当他成为一个丈夫，成为一个家长啊，当他年纪大了以后啊，他也能够成为一个好人。
Because whatever he do, 在神眼中的好人
啊，在神眼中的好人。
Because whatever he do to for Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为他不论做什么，都是为主耶稣做的。
And also, as we will see that the children, will diligently serve in the church.
我们会看到说啊，我们的孩子当他长大以后，也能够在教会里面忠心的服事。
And in terms of serving in the church, actually, it should not be the case that only a few people that is serving.
那我们在教会里面服事，其实不是只有几个人在服事而已。
Some church only very few people serving.
有些教会在服事的人很少。
And some people only even sometimes only elderly people that is serving.
有的时候只有这个年纪大的人在服事。
But a growing church should not be like this.
但是一个成长的教会不是这样。
And that is also the goal of religious education is to cultivate a heart of service from the children when he is young.
那宗教教育的另外一个目的就是在就是能够培养这些孩童从小就能够有这个服事的心。
Starting from when he is in his house.
从他在家里面开始。
And then when he comes to church.
然后当他来教会的时候。
He will continue to serve.
他会继续的服事。
He will serve the Lord when he is young.
他在从小就能够服侍神。
Even as he grow up, he will continue to serve.
那当他不断的在成长，他会也不断的在服侍神。
Maybe the role and the responsibility given will be different.
有可能他的这个所扮演的角色，还有给他的责任会改变。
But from when he is young until he is old, he will continue to serve Lord Jesus in the church.
但是从他小时候到他年老，他能够不断的来服侍神。
Serving God.Through serving men, serving brothers and sisters.
他们透过服侍弟兄姐妹来服侍神。
So this is a goal which is to cultivate in them to have a life of service as well.
所以这个就是我们要 也要来在他们身上所培养的，要能够培养这个服侍的生
活。And lastly is to cultivate them to have the mindset of evangelical work.
最后就是要培养他们有这个传福音的这个心智。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 28.
我们来看一下马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Verse 18 onward.
十八节开始。
Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19.
十九节。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 20.
20节。
Teaching them and observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
18节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is the great commission that Lord Jesus Christ gave to church.
这个是主耶稣给教会的一个大使命。
The most important thing is to preach the gospel.
最重要的就是要能够传福音。
What is gospel?
福音是什么？
That people may make peace with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是让人能够和主耶稣能够和好。
That man can receive salvation.
让人能够得到救恩。
Can have the wisdom of salvation.
能够有这个救恩的得救的这个智慧。
So this is the work of and the mission of church. And even from when a child is young, he can learn about preaching the gospel.
这个就是教会应该要做的工作。那 让我们的每一个人从小就能够知道要传福音。
Equipping himself with the good characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
他们让先装备好自己有这个圣灵的这个这个特征。
And through learning the Bible, acquire this wisdom of salvation that can be used not only for their own salvation, but also to bring people for salvation.
那借着从圣经的学习不但自己得到这个得救的智慧，而且能够把这个智慧传给别人。
Well, if you take a look at this passage, at the end, Lord Jesus say, "And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age."
这个经节最后讲到说，我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So what is the end of the age? What happened at the end of the age?
世界的末了发生什么事呢？
It's the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣再来。
Because Lord Jesus, He has promised.
因为主耶稣已经应许我们。
As he go up, he will come back down again.
他离开，但是他还会再来。
And in the end time, he will come again, and he will bring judgment to this world.
所以在末日，他会再来审判世界。
So one thing that we need to do is to prepare for his second coming.
所以我们所要做的一件事就是要能够准备他的再来。
When shall we prepare for Jesus' second coming?
我们要怎么样准备他的再来？
Who should prepare for Jesus' second coming?
谁应该要来准备呢？
Maybe those elderly says, I need to prepare for Jesus' second coming.
是不是只有年老的人说我应该要准备主耶稣再
来？ Some young people say, I will wait until I'm old.
有些年轻人可能会说我要等到我年纪大了一点以后再来准备。
I have other priorities.
我现在还有其他的应该要做的事情。
Well, actually, this preparation starts even when the child is young.
但是其实这个预备是从一个孩子还小的时候开始。
Being rooted in the Word of God.
让他能够在神的话上能够扎根。
Know the Bible at a young age.
让他从小就能够明白圣经。
Be able to have this spiritual sight.
让他能够有这个属灵的这个眼光。
Willing to practice the Word.
让他愿意来实行神的话。
Live a life of service to men and to God.
让他们能够过一个服侍神、服侍人的生活。
And be mindful of preaching the gospel.
并且能够知道要去传福音。
Start when he is young.
是从小开始。
In preparation for Lord's coming.
要来预备主的再来。
So this is the goal of religious education.
这个就是宗教教育的目的。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱
赞美诗。378首。